The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Panel calls for new way to classify MS based on underlying biology. An international panel is calling for new methods to classify multiple sclerosis that reflect the disease's underlying biology rather than differences in clinical presentation. The approach would fundamentally change how patients, clinicians, and other stakeholders understand and describe the disease, but would enable the development of biologically based treatment approaches that are better tailored to an individual's disease course. The International Advisory Committee on Clinical Trials in MS published its recommendations in The Lancet Neurology in a personal view study, Multiple Sclerosis Progression, Time for a New Mechanism-Driven Framework. Describing MS based on underlying biology rather than how it appears clinically will require a better understanding of the mechanisms that drive disease worsening. Tanja Kuhlman, MD, lead author of the study, and associate professor at Munster University Hospital in Germany, said in a press release from the European Committee for Treatment and Research in Multiple Sclerosis. This paper reviews ongoing research to uncover and detect the underlying biological mechanisms active in individuals with MS and identifies knowledge gaps, Kuhlman added. Multiple sclerosis has traditionally been classified into three main types based on how the disease presents. Most people are initially diagnosed with relapsing remitting MS, or RRMS, which is marked by bouts of sudden symptom worsening, relapses that are interspersed by periods of remission, where symptoms ease or disappear entirely. Many RRMS patients will eventually develop secondary progressive MS, which is defined by symptoms gradually worsening independent of relapse activity. A minority of MS patients will initially develop primary progressive MS, which is marked by gradual symptom worsening from disease onset. However, these different categories are not absolute. Some patients classified as having RRMS may experience worsening symptoms without relapse, and many people with progressive types of MS also experience some relapse activity. Nonetheless, the type of MS a person is diagnosed with can have very concrete consequences. For example, while more than a dozen medications are currently approved to treat relapsing types of MS, far fewer options are available for non-relapsing progressive forms of the disease. Clinical course of MS is better considered as a continuum, committee says. In this paper, the committee suggests moving away from this system that recognizes discrete subtypes of the disease, and instead moving toward a system that reflects that the clinical course of multiple sclerosis is better considered as a continuum, with contributions from non-current disease-causing processes that vary across individuals and over time. In other words, the goal is to describe MS based on the biological processes that underlie the disease, rather than the clinical outcomes. We envision a future in which clinical benefit accrues directly from biomarker-based biologically informed treatment decisions, the committee wrote. MS is caused by inflammation in the central nervous system, which damages nerve fibers and interferes with their ability to send electrical signals, ultimately leading to disease symptoms. Some of this damage arises as a direct consequence of inflammation, while other damage accumulates during gradual nerve cell dysfunction or neurodegeneration and metabolic abnormalities that prevent cells from getting enough energy. As these disease-driving processes occur, repair systems are activated to help fix the damage, and while the brain is constantly rewriting itself in response to new information and changing over time as a natural consequence of aging. The panel proposes understanding MS as a disease that is influenced and driven by ongoing processes. Periods of acute inflammation may give rise to a relapse, while gradual neurodegeneration can cause disease progression without relapse activity, which may be influenced by differences in repair activity and changes in the aging brain. Multiple sclerosis researchers must develop methods to identify and quantify these mechanisms on the patient level and incorporate the relevant measures into both clinical trials and clinical practice, the committee wrote. The team noted that developing a new system will require substantial work and refinement as the biological understanding of MS continues to evolve. It will also be important to find ways to smoothly transition away from the current system, particularly in areas like medication approvals that are currently type-specific. Focused efforts will then be needed to integrate the new framework into clinical trials and practice, and to transition away from the legacy framework used by regulatory agencies and health authorities for drug approvals, the team wrote. Ultimately, moving toward a new system promises to help improve care for people with MS, the researchers said. This proposal is among many initiatives that the committee has supported over the years as part of its overarching aim to constantly improve, update, and enhance clinical trial design and inform clinical care delivery for people living with MS and their healthcare teams, said Ruth Ann Marie, MD, PhD, chair of the committee. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on November 22, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on November 21, 2022. MS News Notes, Stem Cell Therapy, EBV Vaccine, Diabetes, Diets. Welcome to MS News Notes, where I comment on multiple sclerosis news stories that caught my eye last week. Here's a look at what's happening. Understanding stem cell therapy. Researchers in Zurich wanted to understand what happens to the immune system of a person with MS undergoing a stem cell transplant, so they conducted a study on T cells, a type of immune cell that drives inflammation in MS. In the MS News Today article, How Stem Cell Transplant Can Reset Immune System in MS Study, study co-author Roland Martin, MD, concludes that adults have very little functioning tissue left in the thymus, but after a transplant, the organ appears to resume its function and ensures the creation of a completely new repertoire of T cells, which evidently do not trigger MS or cause it to return. The study goes into detail about how this appears to occur. T-cells are also one of the targets of the disease-modifying therapy Lemtrada, which destroys them with the hope that they will repopulate as normal T-cells. I believe Lemtrada has helped slow my MS progression and slightly ease some symptoms. A 2020 study found stem cell transplants to be more effective than Lemtrada treatment. Epstein-Barr virus vaccination. A lot has been written recently about the likely connection between EBV and multiple sclerosis. The story, Human EBV Antibodies May Help Inform Vaccine Development, details how we're moving closer to a day when we can vaccinate people against EBV. By doing that, we might also be able to vaccinate folks against MS. Type 2 diabetes meds and MS risk. A few studies have suggested that people with type 2 diabetes might be more likely to develop MS, but the connection between the two diseases remains unclear. Researchers at the University of Arizona recently looked at whether the anti-hypoglycemic medications used to control blood sugar levels might affect MS risk. The story, Effect of Diabetes Medications on MS Risk Varies by Age, Sex, in U.S. Study, reports that of patients diagnosed with diabetes before age 45, those taking HGM were about 78% less likely to develop MS in the subsequent year compared to those not taking those medications. On the other hand, of patients diagnosed after 45, those on HGM had a 36% higher risk of developing MS than those not using that type of medication. Diet and MS. The impact of various diets on MS has been debated for years, though the National Multiple Sclerosis Society says evidence is limited that an effective MS diet exists. Some people with MS swear that modifying their diet has had a positive effect on their health. The story, Dietary Changes Can Help Ease Fatigue, Improve Quality of Life, reports on a study that concluded changing one's diet may help some things, but won't slow MS progression. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.